嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny， 这里是由开源英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam。
我想到半夜鸡叫、偷鸡的故事。好，那今天呢，其实我们 It's all about chicken, but not literally speaking.
Yeah, today we are talking about the soup chicken.
然后还有鸡血。
Oh yeah, chicken blood.
其实现在中文里面说的鸡汤，然后鸡血是非常常用的去比喻你是不是在 inspire, motivate 一个人、mm. 对，是不是在安慰一个人、
mm-hmm.
但是这种概念在英文里要怎么表达呢？我们今天就要教大家。好，那前面说到，其实不管是鸡汤还是鸡血，它可能都在用不同的方式起到一个激励鼓励的作用。
Right, so a few words that we're going to keep coming back to today. Actually, it's kind of a pair of words. One of which is inspire.
啊，对。
The other one is motivate.
是是，诶，那这两个词有什么不一样呢？
Well, motivate, motive has the word, it's like a motor. And a motor is you kind of like make someone do something.
发动机。
Yeah, that's a motor. It's when you inspire someone, you know, you might just make them go, ah.
嗯，对，就 inspire 让我听起来更加的 spiritual, 好像更加心灵的。
Right.
然后 motivate 就打鸡血了。
Right.
对。
Go do this. Like,
come on, you can do it.
Like, how does a boss motivate their employees to be more productive?
然后一个好 a truly great boss 是除了 motivate 他还能 inspire 员工。
Yeah, like someone like if we were working for Steve Jobs 10 years ago, you know, I'm sure we would have felt very, very inspired or motivated.
Right, because he was such an inspiring person.
Or a motivating person.
对，好，那刚刚呢，我们把这两个词变成了形容词。
Right, but just like so many adjectives in English, it can get tricky because sometimes they end with ing.
And sometimes?
Sometimes it's ed.
对，所以这两个我们要怎么区分呢？比如 inspiring 和 inspired 用法有什么不同？
Well, if you guys have been listening for a while, you have probably heard me use the example of boring and bored.
Oh,
you're probably so bored of my boring example, but it's very good, I
think. It's a good one. It sticks.
It
right?
sticks. Yeah, yeah. yeah, exactly. So if you say, I am boring, that's not good. You don't want to be boring.
对, if you're boring, you probably have no friends and you don't even have a life.
Right, exactly. So usually when we talk about like class is boring. Let's just say math class is boring. No offense to any math lovers out there. But you would just say, oh, class is so boring, so I'm bored.
Bored, 对.
And it's the same here.
是，所以这个 ing 呢，它更多的是说一个东西，形容这个东西的特质。
Mm-hmm. Right.
然后 ed 呢，就是形容它带给你的感受。
Right, right. The feeling that you get from that thing. So once again, if something is inspiring, then it will make you feel inspired.
Okay, got it. 但是 not to confuse you guys.
Uh-oh. Confusing and confused.
Adjective number three. Uh-oh. 又来了。
Well, this one is maybe a little bit, you can't really confuse this one with anything because it's very, very unique. Inspirational. Motivational.
No, 对。那这一组和上面两组有什么区别呢？
Well, it just doesn't have that ing or ed. So, like, you're probably not going to say of yourself, I am very inspirational. I am very motivational. Because something that's inspirational is like a quote, you know, you see on a poster. Like,
就是鸡汤，就是一句话这种。
Right, those are inspirational. They could be motivational. Like, I'm thinking about the Latin phrase, carpe diem.
Oh, seize the day.
Seize the day. Like, that's supposed to be, I'm sure it's supposed to be half inspirational, half motivational.
对，因为它是有很多 overlap. 但我觉得大家就记住 inspirational 和 motivational 最常出现的这个用法是比如像 Adam 说的一些格言、心灵鸡汤 inspirational quotes、
right.
一句一句话对吧、
right.
然后呢 motivational speakers.
Right.
一种职业、
mm-hmm.
就是特别美国很多啊，现在中国也有，就是 这些人他是专门去讲这种，像美国有个 Tim Robbins、
oh,
是吧、
yeah.
他讲很多，分享很多的东西让你觉得很 motivated.
Oh, Tony Robbins.
Sorry, Tim Robbins,
the actor. Yeah.
Tony Robbins, right.、好，那现在呢，我们就正式的来看看鸡汤和鸡血用英语要如何来表达。首先看鸡汤吧。
Delicious.
Delicious chicken soup.
Delicious chicken. Good for the soul.
对, chicken soup for the
soul, right? So chicken soup, of course, is very good for your body. If you get a cold, your mother will probably say, have some soup.
这点是让我觉得西方人还挺用我们中国传统那个养生思维的。生病了以后第一个反应就是喝点鸡汤。
Well, that's where we didn't quite copy you, because we do not drink soup, we eat soup.
哦、oh, 是是是又搞了。而且就是你们的鸡汤和我们中国鸡汤也很不一样、你们那个鸡汤真的是 eat 可以当一顿饭吃，因为里面有什么土豆啊、
right.
有胡萝卜呀，有芹菜，然后里面还有意大利面、
yeah.
大家可以想象吗？
Yeah, it's a meal.
It's a meal, exactly. 然后还有鸡肉是吧、我们的鸡汤是比较清的、It's like a clear broth.
It's like a broth.
对对对、好 anyway 我们今天说的是心灵鸡汤啊 So chicken soup for the soul、Soul 就是灵魂、
right.
这个它是一本或者一套 A series of books、是吧
Yeah, oh I mean it's a huge franchise
Franchise 对几百本的这个、chicken soup for the soul 然后呢然后就演变到现在我们用 chicken soup or chicken soupy
Chicken soupy, yeah
可以来形容这种对很心灵鸡汤的东西
It's so funny because the easiest or one of the easiest ways to make new adjectives in English is just to add a Y、
Why?
So yeah, chicken soup、this series of books, like, it's not new, but it's not that old either. I mean,、I was probably in high school when they started coming out.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, so it did not take very long、for someone to just say, oh, that's so chicken soupy.
Oh, so 比如我看一个什么推送或者读一个文章就是这种鸡汤、鸡汤文我就可以说 Oh, that's so chicken soupy.
That's so chicken soupy.
Okay.
And it doesn't have to be super negative either. Like you can love chicken soup for the soul and you can still use this. Like、I love chicken soupy things. What can I say?
对所以不一定是就是你很看不起很贬、贬低的意思啊。好的那关于心灵鸡汤我最后想说的一点是我们说 chicken soup for the soul 不是 chicken soup for the heart、
Right and usually the way they sell hundreds of books is they add something before the word soul so it would be like chicken soup for the teacher's soul chicken soup for the teenager's soul
它就细分是吧、
Right
So、鸡汤说到这里以后呢我们现在 move on to 因为鸡汤给人的感觉是 makes you very peaceful、但是这个打鸡血 Wow it's the opposite
It's the opposite Chicken blood
Chicken soup 那个鸡汤英语里是有这个说法的、然后到中文但是打鸡血这个是我们中文来的说法吧、你们没有说 I need some chicken blood
Give me the chicken blood
有这个说法吗
No、
oh.
No I can't think of a single expression in English that has anything to do with chicken's blood
那打鸡血英文要怎么说呢
Well we have three We've thought of three expressions that we can use But we gotta be careful about the situations right
对我们接下来就来分享一下这三个说法啊，打鸡血
Well the closest we can get to chicken here is egg
蛋
But there's no egg blood
蛋的血
Egg blood sounds so disgusting I can, I can't, We might need to pause just to
让你 puke
Yeah, I need to puke for a second、But when we use egg as a verb We often say egg someone on、
right.
But you're not inspiring someone there You're motivating them to usually do something bad Like egg someone on to
steal a car
Steal a car, have a fight or something、
所以 to egg on 就比较像我们中文说的去怂恿别人做一件事、
Maybe
因为怂恿也是比较 negative
Yeah
然后我觉得打鸡血
I mean,
我不知道 我自己感觉它也有一点点 negative
Yeah, I'm thinking of not negative examples as well Like, I mean, usually it is But, you know, if I was putting on a show Someone could egg me on like Come on, you know, like you can do it Yeah, I mean, I can think of times in my life where people have egged me on in a good way, but it's just most of the time it's going to be come on, Jenny, try this drug or something.
一下来个那么厉害的例子，我前面想说劝酒 to egg me on
for drinking.
To drinking,
yeah.
那可以的啊。好，那除了这个蛋蛋以外 to egg on, 还有一个词是我刚刚从你这儿学到的，就讲到酒，这个是和酒有关的。
Oh yeah, to gin up.
Right?
Yeah.
这个 gin 就是 G-I-N, 那个金酒，杜松子。
Right.
Okay, so you can gin up?
You usually gin up a crowd or gin up emotions. Usually before the American election, the politicians will always gin up their bases. You know, so the base on the one side, you want to say like, oh, there's so much crime and the immigrants are going to come and do crimes. And then on the other side, it's going to be, oh, those people are so evil. They're locking up immigrants.
Oh, so you gin up.它也是挺 negative 的咯。
Yeah. Oh, gin up is like
very negative.
Very negative. Yeah. Again, egg on could be your, you know, with your friend. You maybe you really want your friend to drink more. You know.
Okay, got it. Gin up 就更像我们说的煽动，一群人的这个情绪，对吧？ And usually you're, you know, hijacking their feelings. You're using them, 利用人家啊。好的，真没有一个好的。最后一个呢，这个 to
stir up. Don't you stir chicken in a stir fry?
Yeah, of course.
Guess you could add some eggs and some gin. Yeah, to stir up. I mean, when I think about stir up, I'm thinking about two words usually. Stir up trouble. You know, like when I was a little kid, I liked to stir up trouble. I still sometimes do. But I also think about stir up excitement.
所以这个就比较中性了是吧，因为又可以好又可以坏啊。To stir up, stir 就是翻炒或者搅动so you can stir up emotions,
right?
就像 Adam 说的 stir up
excitement. Yeah,
对。
So if I worked for like a marketing company, that would be my job. I want to stir up excitement.
OK, 对，那我觉得这个和打鸡血挺像的。比如说高考前就是很多老师家长都要给学生打鸡血嘛。你可以说 they're stirring up, or they're just motivating.
They're just motivating. I mean, yeah, you can stir up the students' excitement, but like, is any student excited to take the 高考?
Yeah, because once you take it,
it's over.
Yeah. 好的，那我们今天跟大家分享了不同的在英语里面如何表达鸡汤鸡血，看语言真的是非常有意思啊。那如果你对这个话题还有其他的问题，或者你想给我们建议新的话题，都可以到我们今天节目的留言板块来告诉我们。大家可以下载开言英语的 APP, 因为你在那里可以听到所有潘吉 Jenny 的节目，并且给我们留言。同时呢，你还可以免费试用开言非常棒的会员课程，是由我们权威的中国教研团队和我们非常优秀的北美主播团队为大家一起制作的，你不出国门就能学到最地道实用的英语。Okay, thank you for listening. We hope you feel inspired and motivated. And we'll see you next time. 再见。
All right, bye guys.